This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Joining us today on Sunday Focus is Chris and Annie Mello from Sisu Fit to discuss a few holiday tips and tricks.
Hi, Christine.
Good morning, good morning.
Are you feeling the holiday stress yet? Yes or no?
We actually see it in the good way. We're getting more people back in the gym.
Oh.
It's actually prime time. Yeah, it's actually prime time season in the gym.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good to know. I wouldn't think of it that way. What else has been new since the last time we talked?
We are starting a fun Project Zero at the gym.
Oh.
So we are doing from Thanksgiving Day until New Year's Day. Your goal is to not gain any weight.
So instead of a weight loss challenge, it's a no weight gain challenge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like avoiding that freshman 15 without like really having to eat much, or really you just have to work out.
Well, it's kind of like people have this all or nothing mentality.
Yeah.
So if they're not losing weight, if they need to lose weight, and if they're not losing weight, they're losing. And that's not really the case in the long term of things. Mm-hmm. The thing with the holidays is everything flips. People will gain 5 to 7 pounds in a 6-week period and really dig themselves into a hole starting in the new year.
Mm.
And that's why these New Year's resolutions are so prevalent. But if you could just kind of switch your focus and just say, what do I need to do to just maintain versus, you know, get gains and lose weight? It's a totally different mindset shift that can really take a lot of pressure off of you, but then actually keep you focused to be like, hey, what are the main things I need to do? Even though all of these other things are going to happen, how can I just stay sea level until the next new year?
We also feel that it's something everybody can be a part of.
Yeah.
And we're such community-driven people that we thought it's simple, it's effective, and it's empowering to start 2026.
Absolutely. A little tease as to what we're going to be talking about when it comes to the holidays in just a little bit. And speaking about community, some people may not know who you are in the community. So why don't you remind us about who you are and your background?
Yeah, so we've been in the Sioux Falls region for about 13 years, 15 total. Long story short, we had a gym. We were from California. We moved here. We started a gym. Had it for 2 years, sold the gym, moved back to California, decided we really liked our Sioux Falls roots, and decided to head back in 2013. We had a gym in the Western Mall for 11 years, and just a year ago, we just celebrated our year birthday. We merged our gym to the downtown Sharapa building and started Sisu.
Yeah, and it's a great location, too. And it's right in downtown, as you were saying. I meant to ask you this last time, but I never got to it. The name Sisu, what is the idea behind it?
It's a Finnish term. It has a Scandinavian descent, but it means courage, determination, and resilience. There's a lot of popularity. It started in the sauna space because that's where saunas were invented. But then over the last few years, fitness has started to catch on to it, too. So it's starting to get a little traction. But it really just represents what the lifestyle looks and feels like at the Sharapa campus. And we're the gym. So we feel we're the heartbeat of the community out there. But you'll see a lot of timber. You'll see a lot of... explain the design. You're better at that.
So it's light, airy colors. We have Scandinavian colors. Mm-hmm. So greens and pinks and beige. We wanted to make sure that people felt a sense of stress relief when they walked into the building. So high ceilings, lots of light, and be able to have a piece of themselves in their chaotic day.
Yeah, and just walking into Sisu, it is very well thought out with the feng shui of everything. I have to laugh when you said you're the heartbeat of Sioux Falls. So you're literally someone's pulse as soon as you walk through the doors.
No pun intended.
And also part of Sisu Fit is the culture that you guys have. It's strength, nutrition, longevity, mindfulness, and community. Can you describe each one of these cultures as a part of Sisu Fit?
Yeah, so we really feel if you hit all of these elements that you are going to be the best version of yourself. And Chris and I have been in this industry 24 years. People have different seasons and different focuses. And we really wanted to base this on a community. having people know that we're here for you, we're here to support you in every season that you're in is really important to us. That's what we thrive on. And so I would say that was the base of it. Longevity, of course, is how you feel when you're 70 is what you should do today. And I think that we lose that. We think what we do now is going to get us to 70, but that's actually not the case. And if we work it backwards, we actually will see it's the small commitments we make every day, the water, the movement, you know, mindset, that will ultimately take us to be the best versions of ourselves as we age.
Yeah, as far as my take would be, these are all the ingredients to make it a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to do a 6-week challenge or do a transformation in a year. And that's what people see first, and that's what they think. It's very stereotypical. But if the most successful clients for the long term have each of these key pieces a part of their daily life, and again, no matter what the season is, you don't have to be perfect in any of these. You just have to have a piece of all of these in the equation. And it, again, it takes pressure off of yourself, but then it also keeps you evolving over time, and you just adapt these things, and you do things on purpose. And you focus on what matters, and you don't worry about the stuff that derails you.
You're such a big sports fanatic, too, like we are. And so we were big, always have been, very sports-minded. And if you look at an athlete, they have seasons. And I think that we forget that we, too, have inner athletes inside of us, and we need to speak in seasons.
I agree with that. And I think in order to have strong habits, you have to practice it every single day. It's like that muscle memory. And I think it's safe to say that, yes, when you were talking about seasons, people are active more likely than not during certain points of the year, and they have a slowdown period.
And it's really important in the slowdown period that we don't lose focus on that ultimate goal, and knowing that sometimes slowing down can actually be better for us, not worse.
What are the workout trends and differences that you've been noticing, whether it's through being a business owner or just being a fitness person yourself?
Well, I just spoke on it, but I feel like a big trend right now is longevity, is looking at that balance in life and seeing, you know, I want to be able, for me, I want to be able to play with my grandkids. I want to be able to always outdo my boys in push-ups. I want to be able, you know, these things. I want to be able to move effectively and not be in a wheelchair. So those are the things that then I have to work backwards to and see, how am I going to take care of my body today then in order to get those results when I am 70?
Yeah, I think too, the marketplace is getting smarter because of technology. There's a lot more information available. So the consumer is starting to really learn things faster and with more validity. So I think the other thing with longevity is people are valuing function a lot more. They're really valuing health, and they know if they get healthy and they start building these habits, the aesthetics will come, because it's easy to focus on the aesthetics first and not health. And that's when things get in trouble, where people get injured or demotivated, or when they're not perfect, then they fall off track. But I think if you reverse it and now you start focusing on longevity and function and health first, that's when you're setting yourself up for success.
And I think as far as being a woman, is really focusing on hormone health as we age too. And strength training is such a big component of that. And we're noticing in gyms, they're trending to take more cardio equipment out and actually add more weight training equipment in, which is so beneficial for us long term, because one of the things that we lose when we don't use it is muscle mass and bone density. And one of the key reasons people die after the age of 65 is falling. And that's because we don't have that bone density and balance. And so that's one of the keys. And I also think from a nutrition point, protein. Protein is so important. And people just undervalue the importance of it and how much of an impact it can have on your overall health and fitness goals.
If my husband was in here right now, he would be cheering everything that you're saying. You
Shout
know
out
my
to Chris.
Husband.
We need a clapper. Yeah, we need an audience. We need to get the clapper in here.
He would say yes to the weights, yes to the protein, all
of that.
Yeah,
he's all about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
We need a choir. We should preach to that choir.
If you are just listening, we're speaking with Chris and Annie Mello of Sisu Fit. Now, you were mentioning earlier, Chris, how people are actually coming to the gym more likely this time of the year. Is that a difference between the summer months and the winter months, you think?
The short answer is absolutely yes. People do value health here. And when Annie and I moved here originally in 2008, we were pleasantly surprised how much Sioux Falls specifically does value health. I think people at the coast don't really have an idea of what happens in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And so when we came here, we were, it was like, this is great. People do really value health in Sioux Falls. So it just makes a lot of sense where it's good to spend time outside. It's very, very healthy. And people do that during the summer and even part of the fall. But no matter what, you need to have that gym habit part of your routine. But now when the winter starts to hit, it just makes more sense to spend that extra time that you were spending outside inside to continue the movement health practice for sure.
I know we were talking about different ways that people start to stay in shape, like those New Year's resolutions. I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like for about a week, the gyms are full, right? You can barely get to a weight or a cardio machine. That's for about a week. And then the slowdown period starts. Why do you think most people don't stick to that routine once they start it?
The goal is too big. We create in our head what we think we get and deserve, but don't have a plan to get and deserve it. We make these big goals and aspirations, but we forget to see where we're at right now. You know, if you are carting kids to practice after school and you have to get them to school in the morning and you have a job where you're in back-to-back meetings, you're probably not going to be able to get 3 hours into the gym, keep a 1500 calorie diet. Like there's just no more capacity. And with our clientele, the working professional, time is their biggest asset or hindrance. And so I feel that the goal just in their head is too big. And one of the biggest rewards for us as coaches is to help them really find what they are capable of and then put a plan in place so that they're always succeeding and not having these over ambitious goals, because ultimately then they're just discouraged, they're defeated, mm-hmm. and then they tend to go back or get worse than they were because they're just like, see, I can't do it. I'm a failure. Instead of feeling empowered by small movement, you know, hitting your water goal, like you said, or mm-hmm. seeing a friend at the gym, these things to make it so simple that they're empowered.
You know, human beings by nature, we overestimate the short term and we underestimate the long term. And we need to flip that. We need a right size fit where we're at today and underestimate the short term. So then in turn, we can overestimate the long term. It takes a lot of humility and there's just a lot of pressure and there's a lot of noise. So I think people get really, really excited with the new year
mm-hmm.
and they really want to tackle things and accelerate what can be accelerated. And when that doesn't happen in a linear way, because life's not linear like that, that's when people can get defeated or start to talk themselves out of it. It's just, it's tough for somebody to be in that position, but you just have to take it a little bit, you have to take it smaller and you have to have a little bit more of a support group. I think that's the big thing too, is the community piece is kind of the game changer for a lot of people. If they can get that support and right size fit things, their whole year can be a completely different year.
It's such a strange industry that we're in, because I feel that you could really hurt somebody being a personal trainer. You know, you can really help somebody. Same with, we're both nutrition coaches as well. And people just think they can do it on their own. Well, I should know how to eat. Well, I should know how to work out. I've been in this industry 24 years and it's evolving and changing so rapidly. And like Chris said, such information overload. And what I want to tell people, and I do tell people, is I don't do my own taxes. You know, I don't prescribe what's going on with me. I go to a doctor. I have a CPA. I have people that are helping me to my goal. And I think that is some way, like Chris said, that the wheels wouldn't fall off, is if people had a plan and had that accountability or coach to help them with that plan.
You wouldn't want me doing your taxes. I can guarantee that right now that I am not a numbers person. So yes, thank you for the accountants and the CPAs out there. So I guess before we get into the stresses of the holidays, we got to talk about the meat and potatoes. And I mean the big holiday meals. What is your advice to anyone who wants to enjoy a meal without having to worry about their waistline?
My number one goal is eat the protein first. For some reason in Western civilization, we choose to eat the carbs and starches first.
I'm guilty of that. Go on.
And so we fill up and we don't have room for the protein. And the protein is the heart of the meal. And that is what is going to nourish us, keep us full and satiated, help us with other cravings. So the number one tip I have with my clients is either pre-eat, right, your protein at home if you're going to a place where you don't have control of the meal. Get your protein in before you go, or eat the protein first. There's usually always turkey or ham. So make sure you get that first, and then you'll be less likely to overindulge on the sides.
Interesting. I never thought about eating the protein first.
Yeah.
No, actually, she took my answer. So that was really good. No, that's, I mean, if you had to do that, that's it. Another quick tip that's you can control is have a smaller plate. If you literally ChatGPT'd the size of plates every decade, you would see that in 50 years ago, the plate was almost half the size smaller.
Oh, wow.
And then if you did the stats on people's waistlines and weight, same time frame, completely different. So, I mean, everything just keeps getting bigger and faster and more every single year. And it's just sneaky because it's just how everybody's doing it. And that's what it seems normal. But if you actually look back at history, you would get a real picture of what really happens and what could happen for you if you just made the changes.
And I think a lot of people focus on like those dieting fads, whatever seems to be popular. This is actually kind of fun for me. So I looked up some common myths with about staying healthy over the holidays. These I found on Healthline. So I'm going to give you a couple and then you give me those thoughts, okay? Skipping meals to save calories.
It depends on what you're doing. Once again, like I said, if you're hitting the protein first, then I love Peter Attia's longevity doc, and his whole take on it is if you're intermittent fasting or skipping meals to avoid eating the ice cream at night, or, you know, some people, once they turn on their metabolism or rev it up with a meal, they can't stop eating. So if it protects you from yourself, have that window. Absolutely. But if you're doing it to try to lose weight or a weight loss tactic, probably not the best long term.
Yeah, I'm guessing all of these myths, it has to be what's the intent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not eating on purpose so that you can indulge later,
yep,
that's not a recipe for success.
No.
So like Annie said, if you're skipping a meal on purpose or you're having a window fast on purpose, that can make a lot of sense. But what happens to if, here's another thing. There's, think of it like a teeter-totter, right?
Mm-hmm.
When your cravings are at a high, your hunger is at a high, but if you're satiated and full, your cravings are at a low too. So that's why Annie said, pre-eat some protein before you go, because if you have some kind of satiation going into it, you won't eat as much as you would have eaten if you go into this very, very hungry. I know if I have a meal before we go out and there's tortilla chips, I'll have like three. But if I go into a Mexican restaurant hungry, I'll have 77 tortilla chips.
How did you know that's what I do whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant?
Right, right.
Just a guess.
And speaking about tortilla chips, sodium intake, it's not that important. Just leads perfectly into that one. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's three main electrolytes for the body. Like, people drink a lot of water to get hydrated, but a lot of the water now is reverse osmosis and filtered. So it strips all of the bad stuff out of the water, but it also strips all the good stuff out of the water. So sodium, potassium, magnesium are the main electrolytes that are important to hydrate your body. Sodium is a good thing in the right dose, but if you're getting your sodium from tortilla chips, again, what's the intent? It's not good.
Right.
But if there's a way you put electrolytes that has sodium in it, that's a good thing. So it's going to be all coming down to what's the intent behind each of these myths. So if it's tortilla chips, no rep. If it's electrolytes and water with sodium, good rep.
Okay, that's good to know with that myth. And consuming extra alcohol is okay for celebrating the holidays. I think we can all know the answer to that one. Yeah. That's not usually a good thing.
I thought you were going to say, is wine healthy because it has grapes?
You know what? Since you asked, is it healthy now that you bring it up?
Unfortunately, alcohol is not healthy. You can spin it any way you want, but research goes to show that it is not going to do anything but harm you. It keeps you up. The sugar helps, holds on to cortisol, raises your insulin, creates body fat. I wish I could say there was some awesome protein wine that I could down every night.
You haven't invented that yet? Shoot.
But I say with the holidays and gatherings, enjoy. My tip I give for people with alcohol is have a glass and then make sure that you have at least 8 to 16 ounces of water in between. And that slows people's drinking down significantly.
Yeah, just pace yourself.
And you're hydrated so you don't feel hungover in the morning.
Yeah, that's another good thing to keep in mind, the hungoverness part of it. If you're just listening. Chris and Annie Mello with See Sioux Fit on with us to give us little tips and tricks for this holiday season. Now, before we move on to the stressful financial part of the holidays, any healthy alternatives if you don't want to eat the big dinner, like the stuffing, mashed potatoes, anything like that? I know you said protein, if anything, before, but other healthy alternatives to the big Thanksgiving meal?
You could do cauliflower mashed potatoes instead of the mashed potatoes. You could do, we do sweet potatoes, so I'll bake them and then I mash them with like a grass-fed butter or coconut oil. The more that you can control your oils and the sauces, the better. I always like the fruit so good, like cranberries, you know, fresh with the turkey. And then I would say green bean casserole. You could always create a gluten-free cream of mushroom soup, fresh green beans. You can make your own onions on top and just keep it, less ingredients is more, right? The fresher, the better. And have a little bit of the good stuff because it's once a year. And then focus, meaning like the good, bad stuff, right? And then focus on, like we said, just having that meat on the plate and move on too, you know, enjoy.
Yeah, I got two things. Put yourself on a budget with the desirable, unhealthy food. Just have a little bit. We only want really the taste, but after about 5, 6, 7 plus bites or servings, you don't really want it anymore. You're just used to it. So if you just had a little taste, like one scoop of ice cream versus three, you know, make a rule, don't go back for seconds kind of thing. So I think quantity is important in this, but then also too, we have a philosophy. There's always a healthy alternative. Annie is a ninja in the kitchen as far as taking traditional unhealthy meals and how do you healthify it? What are the ingredients in a meal that are unhealthy and how do you healthy? Like one example that I love over the years is traditional spaghetti, you know, has a lot of wheat, has a lot of gluten in the noodles. She substitutes the gluten or the wheat for spaghetti squash, for a vegetable root. So there's leverage technology. Start to Google, how do I make this traditional Thanksgiving meal a healthier version? Because there's always a healthier alternative that tastes just as good, if not better.
And ironically, when we go to houses, I don't ever say, this is the healthy meal I'm bringing. I just bring it. And 10 out of 10 times, it's gone because it tastes good and it's fresh and people enjoy it and they don't know. And you move on.
Healthy body, healthy mind, less stress. I think we can all say we would like less stress over the holiday season. Would you say that when your clients walk into the gym, they're literally there to work off that holiday stress that they have coming up?
Yes. That's why we have the sauna. We tell people to use it quite often. And yeah, it's just, once again, holidays, you and I just talked, we just talked about this, just seems to be happening earlier. It seems to be bigger. We seem to lose the authenticity of what Christmas is really about and the holidays are really about. And so that's what we really try to do, is just break everything back to simplicity and make this piece of time that these people are giving to Sisu the best that they can have.
And I think too, with stress is not going to go away. No. Other people will be stressed out. It's just a matter of how you cope or deal with it.
Yeah.
So instead of thinking about, I'm going to go work out to burn off the stress I just had, what if you worked out before the stress to prepare yourself with, to go into the situation ready for it? Just flipping it like that can totally change everything.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too. And on your podcast, Marriage Fit, you offer fitness, relationship, financial advice. How can someone stay financially fit over the holidays?
Chris said with the food, you do it with the financial. You got a budget. We do something in our house that's worked really well. It's something you need, something you read, something you wear, and something you want. And then for us, we have a Santa gift for the boys. We have never derailed that. We've been doing it since they were born, and we do it for each other too. And so from that, knowing that that's the amount of gifts that we're going to do, I then budget out what each is going to cost. You can ChatGPT it. This year I did that too. I just said, here's our budget for Christmas. Can you give me the allotted amount for each category? And then now with all these online shopping tools, it makes it so simple. Even Amazon has $30 or below gifts. Target does it too. And it's just like fitness. You have to stay in the lane. And I think we get information overload. We see these bigger things. The parents, we want to be these big Santa Clauses to our kids. And we don't have to do that. It's like the 30-day weight loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen in 30 days. It's the day in, day out what we do. And at the end of the day, usually the kids end up playing with the box, they say, when they're younger, or they end up grabbing their old toys after the newness is worn off.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as business partners and married partners for life, how do you guys keep it together for the holidays?
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. You know, we do a really good job. We have this phrase with each other. We call it, "Can I let you in the living room of my mind?" So that's where conceptually I'm having her literally walk into my brain, sit on the couch, and I'm just going to tell her exactly how I'm thinking and feeling about things. It sounds crazy to me, but when you actually verbalize it out loud, and I'm imagining she's on the couch and I'm just telling, it kind of lets your guard down. And then all of a sudden you talk yourself into a rational state. And then the partner totally understands where you're coming from. And it actually really connects you even more. But I think a lot of the things in our head are just very toxic because they're irrational. And once we literally vocalize that with somebody we care about or we trust, everything starts to make sense again and you instantly calm down.
Yeah, he's the best therapist I could have.
Aww.
It is. It is great, though. And I've told him that a lot, that having that person that you can trust, that I could tell him anything, and you probably feel the same with Chris, is like, he will not judge me.
Yeah.
He will help me formulate my thoughts and put a plan of attack because I know he believes in me and I know that he wants the best for me. And having a plan in place is just so powerful. And when we don't have a plan, that's like Chris said, that's where we get a jumbled mind and think that we're farther from the goal or the actual solution than we are.
You would probably say part of that is to keep each other accountable too, not just financially, but physically as well when it comes to staying healthy and going to the gym, doing workouts.
24 years we've been together and I still tell him, he'll still ask me in the morning, "How was your workout, babe?" Or he just knows it means a lot to me. And it's important, and same for him. And even right now, he's helping me build out my next workout plan.
Yeah.
Because I need to make some big changes. Not big, but I need to make some switches, and I know where I need to go. And I need that accountability and that person that trusts me and I know has the knowledge to back it up. And so for me, that's really important, having that person to just share with.
Yeah, you know, I think another thing, too, with someone's personal goals, let's say fitness goals. Mm-hmm. And when it's all about you, you only have so much motivation and discipline. Mm-hmm. But then if you can make it a little bit bigger than you, and you know that your example or your habits will help other people, you can literally become a role model. You have much more accountability, much more discipline, much more reason to do something, whether it's get up early before work, whether it's go to the gym after work. But if you're doing it not just for yourself, and you're helping other people or supporting other people, that's when you can start to become unstoppable with your habits and with your goals and with your routine, because it's more than you. And it affects your spouse, your family, your children, your coworkers, your extended family. It just gives you way more ammo and way more context to why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, when I get the opportunity to have my boys look at me go downstairs every morning and keep that commitment to myself and have them see that I take my fitness seriously because I want to be the best mom to them. I want to be the best owner to Sisu, and I want to be the best spouse to Chris. They take all of that in. And to me, that's my motivation and my drive, is to keep being active with them, have them like fitness as much as Chris and I do, and see that and want to emulate it and not just say, "You need to do blah, blah, blah. You need to do push-ups. You need to play basketball." It's, they seek it and they want it because they see their parents doing it. Project Zero Challenge is a QR code where people can sign up. It's really important in the community that we stay healthy during this holiday season. If people are interested in booking a tour at Sisu, we do complimentary tours. They can go to Sisu, so SISU-FIT.com.
Great tips and tricks to learn for the stressful holiday season. Chris and Annie Miller with Sisu Fit. I'm always learning something, so this is great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.